The reason why I personally was bringing back these issues of love and violence and justice and injustice is because I'm from a part of the world where we live with a high violence, you can imagine, which is poverty and exploitation in my country, which is not very different from India. 90% of the people are overexploited and mistreated. And when they express their ideas, they are wiped out. The people who are concerned about this thing think about alternative solutions. One of them is that violence to give violence. The other one that is basic is that violence to give love. At least so far it doesn't seem that the ideal answer, which would be to give love, to get love,
yeah,
it doesn't seem to work, at least in a period of time, it would be about 400 or 500 years time. And that's why these questions keep coming back to people who live that kind of reality, like in my own personal opinion. Because if I would take this issue of love in my personal life and just think about how I can get lost, as you said, in this love, still there is the question of how it relates to this other part that is my reality, which I have not to know. And it's a violent reality and unjust.
The thing is, whatever it is, so now you are suffering. You have to give your love in return to all the blows that you receive. And in the process, you are annihilated. You are all the time loving, isn't it? Why do you want to love the person who is giving you the blows? Why? What is the motive behind it? There must be something, yeah. Because others have said that. You are trying to experiment on it.
No, because there is an obvious action-reaction thing in life.
Yeah.
You give something, you get something,
yeah,
they need,
yeah,
the same,
yeah,
nature.
Yeah.
You give violence, you get violence.
I give violence, you get the blows, and I receive love from you.
Right.
But why do you do that? It's just an exchange that? But what motivates you to do that? Why not you give me a blow? Why love? What is it? Why have you selected to give me love?
I guess because when we're reacting to it, somebody started.
Somebody started, because you are trying to experiment with it, isn't it? You are trying to experiment. Somebody had said that it's best to give love rather than to give blow.
Yes.
It is that. That's the thing. That's the only reason. But the reason for which you are going to give love is not because of somebody has said that you should give love, but it should spring spontaneously from you. And then just see the result. There won't be a single blow after that. If it were to well from within you, but if you were to just try and experiment it, then you will be annihilated by blows. But if it springs from you spontaneously, then the force of love is so great that nothing stands in your way. But we cannot have that. We cannot do that. Why? Because we have our impressions. Past many, many reincarnations, we have the heritage of our animal nature. Hatred is there. Love is there, mingled with hatred. Hatred is there, mingled with force. Force is there with jealousy and superiority and inferiority complexes are there. All that has been inherited by us. So all that we can give is nothing but this. In return, we want to give love. Why? Because it is good to give love. But it is not our own. It's a borrowed thing, heard from somewhere else. But if we, it won't carry that force. It has no force. It's an impotent love. So if it were to spring forth spontaneously from your being, it will have such a tremendous force that there wouldn't be a next blow. Man would be paralyzed. He won't feel like giving you blows to a person who is love personified. Nothing can happen to him. And that is the life of the true one, which is in itself, springs itself. It's a spontaneous thing. It's not a borrowed thing. And that can be heard only by His grace. So to live. Live for Him and die for Him. One in a million can have that force of love. Or not all. But gradually these little practices take us closer and closer and closer and closer to that eventful dawn when love springs forth spontaneously from one's being. Otherwise it's not possible. Till such time the brave will continue to retort blow with blow. Some philosophers will continue to give another blow, you see, for a blow, thinking that, well, that will serve him better. Some war general, you see, will give you a blow to annihilate you altogether, get you out of his way. So all this will continue, blow for blow, blow for blow. Why? Because we have not learned the lessons of humility and love. The Lord had said, I don't know whether you know the scriptures, you know, Jesus Christ.
What about the scripture?
Yeah. He has said that if one were to slap you on one cheek.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Well, he said, turn the other cheek.
Turn the other cheek. Then
that's
what does it mean?
Yeah, he's to respond with love. In a not sense, I guess that's what he was saying.
Be humble.
That's difficult for me to do.
Yeah, be humble.
Because yeah. on the process.
But humble not in the sense of your weakness, not through cowardice, but through your nobility and greatness. Knowing fully well that this man who gives me a slap, I give him another one. If you want to spend your ire upon me, all right, here is another one. Here is another one. How long is he going to do that? He'll get tired and stop it. Be humble.